Someone wanted to know if a non-Jew was allowed to work on his house, do some construction on his house during Chol HaMoed, or whether they should tell the non-Jew not to do work on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph states, Klal shel davar kol shehu osa omer l'nochri v'osa, v'chol she'eino osa eino omer l'nochri v'osa. Whatever malacha a Jew is allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, he can tell a non-Jew to do. Whatever a Jew cannot do in Chol HaMoed, he cannot tell a non-Jew to do. So, assuming that construction in a house is considered a malachas uman, that's a professional job which is not generally permitted on Chol HaMoed, it would seem that a non-Jew would not be allowed to do this malacha for the Jew. However, actually, so. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf, in Or Chaim, Siman Tuf, Kuf, Mem, Gimel, Seif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, "In a Yehudi shekibol meir v'yom to leave no space, so shall Yisrael be kablod, as osh ladich lasos b'chol aboid." That a non-Jew who accepts the job to do some construction in the house of a Jew, b'kablodus, to work as a, to get, just to get paid when the job is done, he cannot do the work on Chol HaMoed. Now the question is why? Because there really are two different types of jobs. There's a job which is called, you can be a kablon or you can be a schir yom. A kablon is that you get paid to do the job, and you can do it whenever you want. Schir yom, you get paid by the day. So I understand that if the worker is a schir yom, he gets paid by the day. So you can't pay, just like you can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed, you cannot pay a non-Jew to do work on Chol HaMoed because just whatever you can't do, he also can't do. But if he's a kablon, you're not paying him to do the work on Chol HaMoed. He's deciding to do the work on Chol HaMoed by himself. He can do it whenever he wants. This is what's called a daite denavshe. He's doing it at his own choosing, but you're not telling him to work on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Gimel says that even though that the non-Jew is doing the construction of Daite Denavshe, Afilu Hachi Asa Sharo Yomar Shushir Etzlo. The concern is that if a non-Jew is working on your house, he's doing some construction on your house on Chol HaMoed, the passerby won't know that he's a kablan, that he is contracted to do the job. He's going to think that you hired him to do the job on this day. And therefore, based on this Maaser Zayin issue, the appearance that you're doing something wrong, so therefore it would be forbidden. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes Sif Katan Gimel by saying, "Vim kol ir darkon livnos bekablanus ayin besimon resh mem dalet sifah." But if the whole town is building, is doing construction bekablanus, then whoa, we have to look at the Be'er Halacha, and the Be'er Halacha points out that if the whole town is doing the does this construction, when someone does construction, they do it bekablanus. So no one's going to come and say and see, oh, he's getting paid as a chiryom. They're going to think that it's all done b'kablanus. He decides to work on his own during Chol HaMoed. That's the non-Jew's choice, and it should be fine. This is what Rabbeinu Tam holds, and he would be lenient if everyone does construction not by a salaried worker, not per day, but if they all get paid by the job, so then it should be permitted for the non-Jew to do work on Chol HaMoed in your house. However, others disagree. Other Rishonim disagree. The Rosh says that maybe at least in his day, in the fields, that people typically worked in the fields b'kablanus, but most house construction, at least in the days of the Rosh, were based on Sechir Yom, so therefore he thought we should be strict. However, that would indicate that if nowadays, that basically most of the construction jobs in the city are b'kablanus, then it would seem to be lenient. However, the Ran would be strict even in this instance. And because he's concerned that even if most jobs are done b'kablanus, nevertheless, we're still concerned that it's going to give off the appearance. And that's if someone's working in your house, a chalamah, it gives us the appearance of schir yom, even if the majority of construction jobs are b'kablanus. The Prima Gadim is lenient, and the Rabbi Kiva Eiger is lenient, but But there are others who are strict. The note of Yehuda is concerned that maybe even if in town everyone or most jobs are done by kablanos, maybe someone who's from a different town will come to this town and he's going to see someone working on your house on Chol HaMoed. He's going to think that he's a Shechir Yom. And therefore, most poskim, there probably are some poskim who are lenient. So under pressing circumstances, when it may result in a major financial loss, there are some poskim who might be lenient to allow a non-Jew to do construction on a Jew's home during Chol HaMoed. But most poskim seem to be strict, at least lechatchila, that you should arrange with a non-Jew before the Yom Tov, that he's not only is he not going to work on Yom Tov, he's also not going to work on Chol HaMoed, take the few extra days off. And that's what we should do, lechatchil, again, bishas, techag gadol, the major pressing circumstances, if it would be a major financial loss, if the non-Jew doesn't work on Chol HaMoed, he's going to charge you for it, it's going to cost you a lot of money, and you can't avoid it. So then there are grounds to be lenient if the general practice is to do the construction bekablanus, but lechatchila, most poskim are strict and we should not have non-Jews doing construction on our homes during Chol HaMoed.